such an infinite, instant illumination. My goodness sakes, who could ever say that? I know I am the greatest. Oh, this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with this most outrageous statement, bringing you the instant illumination. I know I'm the greatest. Wow, what a statement to make. I know I'm the greatest. Well, if we don't know we're the greatest, no one else will know we're the greatest. If we don't understand that we are supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, no one else will understand it. We have the statement, I'm number one. And we have the statement, I'm number one, because I'm number one. I know I'm the greatest. You see, there's a little difficulty with this phrase, and we use it, and we like to think it, but there's a little difficulty with it. When you say, I am the greatest, that means I am greater than anybody else. No, that's not what it should mean. I am the greatest means of all the ability to be great that lies within me, I am the greatest ability. I am expressing outwardly all that I am. I am expressing in my world, in my being, all that I am. I am the greatest. I have the potential of being. And really, I don't have the potential of being it. I am it. I am the greatest that I can be. I am the greatest that I am. Within each of us lies greatness. Within each of us is the possibility of experiencing everything. But I cannot say possibility because it is really there. It is there, and it is just happy as could be, waiting for us, enjoying us, delighting in us, thrilling in us, being in us. And it's like we pet a dog and the dog wags his tail. That wagging tail, that joyful feeling was always there, but we didn't know it because it was not wagging. And when it started wagging, we realized, hey, that is a nice dog. That's a happy dog. The dog opens up his mouth and shows us his teeth. And we think to myself, wow, what a set of teeth, you know. And then we open our mouth, and we have a set of teeth too, and we smile. And people don't think that we're going to chew their head off. We don't think a dog's going to chew your head off just because he has all those teeth and he smiles. That's just the nature of the way the dog is. And this is the nature of all of us. Within each one of us is the ability to be so fabulous, so wonderful. We want to polish that gem to let out that greatness that we are, the greatness that dwells within us. And it's not greater than somebody else, because somebody else is going to express it just a little differently. Somebody else is going to be a unique and a special being, just like we are a unique and a special being. And all we want to do is to be that unique and special being. And when we continually say of ourselves, I know I'm the greatest. I know I'm the greatest. Then that greatness which we are, we will soon be demonstrating in our life when we put our attention to it. When we put attention to problems, we start expressing problems. When we put our attention to love, we start expressing love. When we put our attention to wisdom, we start expressing wisdom. Like, I know that I know that I know. God in me knows the answer, and I know all things. You see, whatever we put our attention to, that's what we begin to express. We determine what it is that we want to put our attention to. We determine what it is that is important for us. And when we know and determine what is important for us, then we experience that. For that's what it's all about. That's what life is all about. That's what our world is all about. That's what the experiences we have every day are all about. Where do we put our attention? If we for 1 minute dwell upon something we do not wish to experience, we empower it. If we for 1 second dwell upon something we do not wish to empower, then we bring it forth. Why is that? Why is it? It's such a little unimportant thought. Well, because we have a lot of emotion attached to the thought. We have a lot of fear. We have a lot of thought of wonderment attached to it. It becomes very, very special. While When we say, I know I am the greatest, and we continually say, I know I'm the greatest, then that is what we bring forth in our life. We bring forth in our life whatever it is that we have as our constant illumination. So when we have our constant illumination, I like me, I like me, I like me, I know I'm the greatest, I know I'm the greatest, I like me, I like me, I like me, I express myself in my divine way, I like me, I like me, I like me, I am a thoughtful, loving, beautiful person. The instant illumination soars through our consciousness, bringing forth all those aspects about ourselves that show to ourselves that we like ourselves. The instant illumination is on fire in us, and we are awake and alert to all that is good and beautiful and super. And you know, this is what life is all about. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Where are your thoughts? Where are my thoughts? Wherever they are, those are the experiences we have. So let us be pure in our thought, so absolutely pure that we are invisible to all that is unlike our nature, and we express only that which is our nature. We express only that which we are. And when we express only that which we are, our world is filled with joy, with peace, with magnificence, and all is good and very good. Have a wonderful day. Live in your instant illumination. No, I am the greatest. Say that for yourself every moment of every day, and live in that reality. And know that at all times, I love you, I love you, I love you.